This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says states should prepare for a coronavirus vaccine by November 1st. November 1st is also 2 days before the presidential election. The McClatchy News Service was the first to report that the CDC had sent out a four-page memo on August 27th for health departments to draft vaccination plans by October 1st. Plans would need to coincide with the earliest possible release of COVID-19 vaccines. The CDC memo said healthcare professionals, employees of long-term care facilities, and more should receive initial priority for the new vaccine. Many health experts have expressed skepticism about rolling out a vaccine before the completion of clinical trials. As United States health officials make plans, researchers across the world are scrambling to develop a vaccine, too. 170 candidates are being tracked by the World Health Organization. Scientists are expressing confidence that effective vaccines will be developed and much sooner than anyone had hoped for. More than 170 countries are participating in negotiations overseen by the WHO and involving the Vaccine Alliance, a group founded by Bill and Melinda Gates. The U.S. has declined to participate in the initiative, partly because it is led by the WHO, which the Trump administration accuses of mishandling the pandemic. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday. Now his presidential opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, is visiting on Thursday. Biden will hold a community meeting focusing on healing in Kenosha. President Trump walked along the streets where buildings were damaged and or destroyed during civil unrest spawned by a white officer shooting a black man. This is VOA News. Afghanistan officials said Thursday, the last of 400 Taliban prisoners have been released. Their release ends a drawn-out swap between the two adversaries, finally setting the stage for the Afghan rivals to launch peace talks brokered by the United States. Meanwhile, officials in Kabul said a national team of peace negotiators, including politicians, civil society activists, women, and government officials, will fly to Doha, Qatar, to begin the talks with the Taliban. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko promoted hardline loyalists to top positions in his security apparatus on Thursday. The promotions are in an effort to strengthen his grip on the country after weeks of mass protests and strikes. Many joined in on the demonstrations in an attempt to oust the authoritarian president after he extended his 26-year term in an election that detractors contend was rigged. Facing the biggest challenge to his rule, Lukashenko gave instructions to act tough in the face of what he has repeatedly alleged is foreign aggression. Russia has a message for the West. Don't rush to judgment after the poisoning of prominent Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The Kremlin said Thursday there were no grounds to accuse it of the crime. The statement comes a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny had been poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Talks of punishing Russia have intensified, though an EU executive said Thursday the bloc would not impose swift new sanctions, stressing that Moscow had to ensure a thorough probe. But the European Union leaders did not mince words in expressing their condemnation of the suspected poisoning of Navalny. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany after falling ill on August 20th from suspected poisoning while on a commercial flight. European special forces plan to begin fighting against Islamist militants alongside Malian troops in the coming weeks. This despite a military coup that overthrew President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. French officials made the statement on Thursday. The junta is consulting on a transition plan with Mali's political parties and civil society groups. On Wednesday, it replaced senior military officials appointed from the previous administration. French President Emmanuel Macron will meet with the Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara on Friday in Paris. Ouattara said in early August he would seek re-election in October, formally accepting the ruling party's nomination to be its candidate. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.